Fantje, hlače dol.
Kandidat A. 42.
Kva se pa greš?
Naslednji. Kandidat B. 24.
Pah, da se navšu srav.
Naslednji. Kandidat C. 11.
Nihi va caj zgubljat, lele. Dalje.
Naslednji. Di kandidat. 3.
Ti pa že če štrliš, Madonna. Dej malo se potrudno.
Naslednji. F kandidat. 1,5.
No, ti pa imaš potencial, poba.
Merimo kurce na 89,3.
Pozdravljeni poslušalci vseh spolov, nazorov, veroizpovedi in spolnih usmeritev. Naša merjenja se približujejo koncu in čas bi že bil, da se začnemo ukvarjati z analizo pridobljenih rezultatov. A vendar, danes še ni čas za to in zato je čas, da predstavimo našega današnjega merjenca. Albert Ayler seveda sodi na sam vrh džezerskega olimpa in ga poznavalcem ni potrebno posebej predstavljati. Sicer smo med njegovimi posnetki, ki so nam na voljo, našli le nekaj primernih skladbic. Ga vseeno z veseljem gostimo v naši oddaji. Prisluhnimo torej prvi skladbici oziroma temi Spirits, ki traja okrog 30 sekund. Edini kratek glasbeni segment Alberta Aylerja je torej ta tema, ki smo jo našli na enem izmed devetih diskov boksa z naslovom Holy Ghost Rare and Unissued Recordings 1967-1970. Boks je izšel leta 2004 in na njem je tudi ogromno kratkih misli Alberta Aylerja. Prisluhnimo, kako se je učil svojega muziciranja.
And at the age of 11 years old, I started Benny Miller's Academy. My father could teach me no more. I could read. At the age of 9, I was reading music like that. I was reading. I was ahead of what I was doing, you know, at the age of 9. So at the age of 10 years old, I studied at the Benny Miller Academy. Benny Miller was a man who had played with Charlie Parker, Miles Davis at the club in Cleveland, Tijuana. Club in Cleveland, Tijuana. And his people was very rich. His people was very rich. So I studied at the academy there in music, and I studied there about, we'd say, 7 years. 7 years I studied there. And...
Govoriti o takšnem velikanu džeza v tako kratki oddaji je zapleteno. Zato prisluhnimo še eni anekdoti iz življenja Aylerja.
I started playing with Cecil at the Take 3. We played, and Eric Dolphy and Coltrane used to come in here. Sonny Murray, Jimmy Lyons, Henry Grimes, and myself and Cecil. You know, we had it beautiful. And Eric would come in to listen with Coltrane after they finished at the Village Gate. Because they knew it was some new music that was happening that was like very strange. They couldn't understand it, but they could feel it. We would play, and Cecil would, we would make $5, and he would give it to us. He had nothing. He had nothing. He would give us a dollar for food the next day, so we would come back to play the next day with him, because he loved music more than maybe a lot of the other musicians, I think, you know. And
Albert Ayler se je rodil leta 1936 in svoje življenje končal mnogo prezgodaj, leta 1970. Naredil je samomor. Čeprav so se okrog širile zgodbe, da naj bi ga umorili. V svojem bogatem ustvarjalnem opusu, ki ga je zlagal slabih 10 let, je izdal okrog 25 albumov. Njegov vpliv je velik tudi na današnje ustvarjalce jazz glasbe. Ker nismo našli nobene krajše skladbe, si za konec vseeno privoščimo malce daljšo. Ta se pojavi na prej omenjenem boksu setu Holy Ghost, poslušamo On a Green Dolphin Street, katere avtor je sicer Bronislav Keper, a v njej slišimo Eilerja, kako igra na saksofon. Kot ste že najbrž opazili, smo ga danes izmerili Albertu Eilerju. Oddajo je tudi tokrat pripravil Oskar Model, bral je Riki za tehnično podobo in ostro zvočno sliko se je tokrat potrudil Martin.
Fantje, hlače dol.
Kandidat A. 42.
Kva se pa greš?
Naslednji. Kandidat B. 24.
Pah, da se navšu srav.
Poslednji, kandidat C, 11.
Nihi vacaj zgubljat, lele. Dalje.
Poslednji, di kandidat, 3.
Ti pa že če štrliš, Madonna, dej malo se potrudno.
Poslednji, F kandidat, 1,5.
No, ti pa imaš potencial, poba.
Merimo kurce na 89,3.